China study, racial discrimination in the U.S. is found in every aspect of people's lives. By Francis Martel on July 26, 2019. The Communist Party of China touted a study by a group called the China Society for Human Rights Studies on Friday that concluded that every aspect of people's lives in America is marred by racism and discrimination is a grievous social problem that have international institutions concerned. The United States will not be able to progress without addressing the dominant race, identified as European whites, and their systematic discrimination against all other races, the Chinese study concludes. The study claims that black people, Hispanics, Muslims, and indigenous Americans are at the highest risk of facing systemic racism. The Chinese government under Communist Party leader Xi Jinping has adopted a brand of Marxism that promotes the supremacy of the Han ethnic majority through the imposition of Mandarin and Sinicization, or making Chinese, of the country's religions. Muslim ethnic minorities, in particular, are subject to gross human rights abuses such as murder, torture, and slavery in concentration camps established in western Xinjiang province. Up to 3 million Muslims are believed to be languishing in concentration camps in China. China insists that its ethnic Uyghur minority is not Turkic, despite centuries of speaking a Turkic language, practicing Turkic traditions, and having close genetic ties to other Turkic groups, and instead is a traditional Chinese group more akin to the Han. The Chinese study accuses the United States of hypocrisy for condemning China's widespread human rights abuses on a regular basis. For all its self-styled positioning as a defender of human rights, the United States has neither the will nor the ability to solve the severe problem of racial discrimination on its own territory. The study, titled "The Deep-Rooted Racial Discrimination in the U.S. Highlights Its Hypocrisy on Human Rights," concludes. America has failed miserably in upholding international values of racial equality, and Dr. Martin Luther King's vision for the country remains a dream, the Chinese study argues, adding. The fundamental control of state power by the European whites, the dominant race, and their systematic discrimination against all other races are the conspicuous feature of the American racial hierarchy. Racial discrimination in the U.S. is in essence the discrimination of the European whites against all other racial minorities. Racial discrimination is the root cause and the supporting mechanism of the American racial hierarchy. The study also cites several examples of police shootings as proof of widespread racism and highlights the examples of notable incidents in Ferguson, Missouri, and Charlottesville, Virginia, as evidence that white supremacy is growing increasingly popular. According to an October 31, 2016 report by USA Today, research targeting Seattle and Boston on Uber taxi booking revealed that African Americans waited 30% longer than white people for Uber rides, it added. Law enforcement in the U.S. is rife with racial discrimination. First, African Americans are much more likely to be arrested by police than any other ethnic group, the report claimed. Second, the police are in favor of white people in law enforcement. The study, written in a nation that is currently imprisoning Muslims in labor camps and forcing them to engage in slave labor, also claims that Muslims in America suffered increasingly severe discrimination in the past year. Examples of discrimination include an incident in which an American director shot a film insulting the Islamic Prophet and the FBI collecting intelligence on Muslim individuals. While spending significant amounts of time on black Americans and Muslims, the study argues that even European whites suffer racism in America if they are of Iberian background, saying, "All racial minorities in the U.S. suffer racial discrimination to various extents. In essence, the United States is still a country of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. All other races, ethnic groups, and religious and cultural communities endure levels of discrimination, and either overt or covert infringements of their human rights. Even white Latino people cannot avoid the impact of racial discrimination." The study concluded that the solution to such widespread discrimination is a complete abandonment of America's political structure, historical traditions, and ideology. While the study did not define America ideology, Chinese Communist Party officials and state publications regularly refer to American political values such as freedom of expression, religion, minimal government intervention in private life, and other basic civil and political rights as Western ideology. The study did not recommend an alternative ideology to replace American values. Chinese publications regularly disparage America, however, and promote traditional Chinese culture. The China Society for Human Rights Studies touts itself as a network specialized on the introduction of China's human rights, not only a window of China's human rights for the world, but also a platform for the exchange of human rights information between China and the rest of the world. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.